FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Some families of Americans missing or taken hostage by Hamas in Israel want the American and Israeli governments to secure their release.
At a news conference in Tel Aviv, Nahar Netta says he was on the phone with his 66-year-old mother, Adrian, who's originally from California, when Hamas attacked Saturday and the line cut off.
The optimistic scenario is that she's held hostage in Gaza and not dead.
Rachel Goldberg says her 23-year-old son, who was born in the U.S., was at the music festival when the attack happened. He called her from a bomb shelter.
They were throwing grenades in, shooting machine guns, and we know that Hirsch's arm from the elbow down was severed.
Goldberg says witnesses saw him taken away by Hamas. I'm Julie Walker.
President Biden reacted to the attack on Israel, saying the U.S. has added to its military presence in the eastern Mediterranean and to prevent the war from becoming a more dangerous regional conflict.
Let me say again to any country, any organization, anyone thinking of taking advantage of this situation, I have one word. Don't. Our hearts may be broken, but our resolve is clear.
House Republican majority continues to work to find a new Speaker of the House. After having ousted Kevin McCarthy a week ago, there is no endgame in sight. U.S. Coast Guard has recovered more debris and presumed human remains from the Titan submersible that imploded in June. According to the Coast Guard headquarters, officials discovered more evidence on the floor of the Atlantic last week. The debris and human remains were retrieved and are now being examined at a U.S. port. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
It's the heaviest pumpkin ever.
A Minnesota horticulture teacher has set a world record for the heaviest pumpkin after growing a giant jack-o'-lantern gourd weighing 2,749 pounds. Travis Geinger from Anoka, Minnesota, won the 50th World Championship Pumpkin Weigh-Off in Half Moon Bay, south of San Francisco. His enormous pumpkin could produce at least 687 pies. Geinger says this year he gave his plants extra care, watering them up to 12 times a day. John Scott reports.
The 104-year-old Chicago woman who recently set a world record for the oldest person to skydive has passed away. Dorothy Hoffner passed away in her sleep on Monday. She set the record last week after landing on the ground at Skydive Chicago Airport. She topped the previous record held by a 103-year-old Swedish woman who jumped last year. News and analysis at townhall.com. Three Federal Reserve officials are hinting about the next step on interest rates. Ed Donahue reports.
Philip Jefferson, vice chair of the Fed's board, and the president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas, Lori Logan, both suggested in speeches interest rates may be left unchanged in 3 weeks at the next meeting. A surge in long-term interest rates has made borrowing more expensive and could help cool inflation without any more action by the Fed. The goal has been to get inflation down to the Fed's 2% target. Since March of last year, the benchmark short-term rate has gone up 11 times. Also, last week, Mary Daly, president of the San Francisco Fed, said if longer-term interest rates remain high, the need to take further action is diminished. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Olympic legend Mary Lou Retton is fighting for her life in an ICU at a Texas hospital as she battles a rare form of pneumonia. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Cloudy skies overnight with a low of 37. Winds out of the northwest around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 50. Lows dip down to about 35. Tomorrow night, cloudy. Low 50s Thursday, turning much cooler Friday with highs in the mid-40s and scattered showers possible. Looking ahead to the weekend, 47. Saturday, 48. Sunday, and 47 on Monday. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 37 overnight. We should top off around 50 tomorrow. Lows level off around 35 tomorrow night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 41.
We've been to both Carolinas, seen a big Montana sky, driven up and down the coast a few times, London, Paris, paradise. But ain't got much memory of the scenes, come to think I missed them all. And damn, babe, it's all your fault. No matter where we go, no matter what we do, if you're there, girl, I've got my eyes on you. Don't matter where we've been, no, there ain't no better view than you in my arms with my eyes on you, with my eyes. Speaking of the coast, remember Pfeiffer Beach, you and me, that sunset, cliffs by the sea, and the night rolled in, and you still talk about that moon that I can't recall, but God, I saw all I needed to, might as well have stayed in the room. No matter where we go, no matter what we do, if you're there, you remember Times Square, people counting down everywhere, 2000 whatever, no, I didn't care, cause baby you were there, and once again, couldn't help but stare. No matter where we go, no matter what we do, if you're there, take care.
Jason Aldean, try that in a small town. Well, what are the safest towns out there, regardless of their size? I'll tell you about them coming up in just a little bit. It's Bailey Zimmerman, Fall in Love.
Like you always said we would. Packed your bags in that old Forerunner that I bought you when things were good. I'm glad to see the stop sign didn't hit you, bring you back to your senses. Oh, it waved you gone goodbye. Yeah, it waved you gone goodbye.
I'm no good for you. You better get to getting on your goodbye shoe.
On air at 98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
Here comes that sun coming up on this Gulf Coast town. We've had one hell of a time, but our time is running out. You're about to head back north, I'm about to head back west, but I gotta get this off my sunburned chest. I swear, I think this thing we got could go somewhere. Girl, I've never gone to Jacksonville, Georgia, but after holding you all night, I wanna. Is this ain't a margarita, can I get your number? Meet me by the water, text hooking up, see you next summer. Town boys can't wait for you to get back. They're probably standing in line. Go ahead and tell them all that you met somebody at the beach and didn't want to say goodbye. Let's add one more on that population side. Yeah, girl, I've never gone to Jacksonville, Georgia, but after holding you all night, I wanna. Cause this ain't a margarita, can I get your number? Kiss you like I'm kissing you right here. Girl, I've never gone to Jacksonville, Georgia, but after holding you all night, I wanna. This ain't a margarita, can I get your number? Meet me by the water, text hooking up, see you next summer. See you next summer, all this ain't. See you next summer.
So Wallet Hub did a survey to find what the safest towns are in the United States. Towns, cities, I guess. And this is based on home and community safety, natural disaster risk, financial safety, and among other things. The number one safest town in the United States, Nashua, New Hampshire. The Office, they had a paper supply company. Remember that, The Office? And Dunder Mifflin, they had a store there, an office in Nashua. Columbia, Maryland, number two. South Burlington, Vermont. Gilbert, Arizona, number four on the list. And Warwick, Rhode Island, also on the list for safe places. I don't know if our town ended up on the list. I am surprised that a town, Aurora, Illinois. I went to college right next to Aurora. I never would have assumed it was one of the safest places. So number 25 on the list.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth. And if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Country.
from a stranger in a bar. The last time that you're dancing in unfamiliar arms. Yeah, this could be your last first kiss if we do this thing right. Your last time alone beneath neon lights. It could be your last.
Your classics,
your country, 98 Q Country.
Little long.
98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
Brian and Casey Musgraves, I Remember Everything. So Zach Bryan's got the Quitting Time Tour for 2024 coming up. And get this, due to popular demand, he's had to add 19 more dates. Los Angeles, Houston, New York, plus a bunch of other places. Going to be doing more shows because, well, you can get tickets for as low as $25. And a lot of people want to see that up and coming right there. Thomas Rhett coming up, my country, gentry, and more. Hang out.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Overcast overnight with lows around 37. Northwesterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 50. Lows dip down to about 35 tomorrow night. Overcast skies. Low 50s Thursday, turning much cooler Friday with highs in the mid-40s and scattered showers possible. Take a look at the extended forecast, 47 on Saturday. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 37 overnight. We should top out at 50 tomorrow. Lows level off around 35 tomorrow night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frombly. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 38.
brand new country.
You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away?
Thing you know, you're saving money like never before. Just spin it all at a jewelry store.
Really cool station.
98Q Country.
Talk to God like you always tell me I should. I don't live my life every day like you prayed that I would. Yeah, I'm a mess of a man with lessons to learn. You're the last thing on.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
Pulled in the driveway, picked up the paper, found my key, and unlocked the door. Felt like a stranger, like I'd never
Listen online at 98qcountry.com.
Feel bad for you, but I feel bad for him, and all the hell you gonna be putting him through. Probably tell him we're a burnt out flame. Probably tell him that I ain't been on your mind. I ain't nothing but a long gone thing. You can curse my name, but baby, don't you lie. When you're facing what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes, he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Coming over tonight, wish that truck in your drive was mine. Just like you know it's supposed to be. When you're up in his bed, am I up in your head? Making you crazy, tell me baby, are you thinking about me? Are you thinking about, are you thinking about? When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Do you hide your phone? Did you change my name? When he wants to go to our go-to place, do you tell him you can't? Then go out of your way to be somewhere, any damn where I ain't. When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes, tell me who do you see? When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Coming over tonight, wish that truck in your drive. Girl, I know where you ought to be. When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes, tell me who do you see? When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Coming over tonight, wish that truck in your drive was mine. Just like you know it's supposed to be. When you're up in his bed, am I up in your head?
Morgan Wallen's thinking about me. So Halloween right around the corner. Maybe you've already carved your pumpkins. You want to know how to get your pumpkins to last longer? Pick pumpkins with a solid stem. Check for soft spots. Make sure you wash it. You might want to even submerge it in a bleach bath too. That's going to kill any of the extra mold and stuff that's on it. Don't carve that pumpkin too early. And make sure you scrape out all of the seeds for sure. And once you do cut that pumpkin, you want to line the inside of it with petroleum jelly. Yeah, Vaseline, for, you know. That, instead of using actual candles, use the battery-powered ones. And once it's carved, wipe it down with vinegar. And do yourself a favor. Keep it out in the sun. That will make your jack-o'-lanterns last a little bit longer this season.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR positive HER2 negative NBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
If you like it now,
hot new country.
If you liked it then,
I like hearing songs that I know.
You'll love us.
98Q Country.
Don't
like she knows I'm alone. Rolls up when the wine is gone, like a record on replay. Laying on old memories and talking about what we used to be. Should probably be the death of me, but damn if it ain't sweet. She's my forever.